And now to honor America, please stand and remove your cap for the performance of our national anthem.
Every week, Louis Van Gaal's army! Louis Van Gaal's army!
Welcome to the American Red Devils podcast. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
And we are bringing you the best Manchester United news from this side of the pond.
Ooh, sir, how we doing? How we doing?
Woke up this morning feeling fine.
Feel much better now, sir. Much better now. I woke up feeling nervous.
It's amazing what 3 points in the Champions League group stage will do for your day. Feel a little lighter, smiling at strangers.
A burden off your shoulders, right? It's like a whole new world.
With a loss there, qualification would have been tight. Now we're sitting pretty with 3 points. Just got to smoke young boys at home.
Smoke City.
And Smoke City. Obviously, we got bigger fish to fry, but as far as Champions League goes, you cannot say more about those 3 points, what it does for us getting to the next stage of the competition.
Definitely, and it's a huge game in Europe. Big game for Mourinho, you know. Been a lot of talk about Mourinho recently, whether or not he's in or he's out. A lot of questions about this team, but the boys showed up, played a very hard game, very tough match, and fought back and won at the death from two of David Moyes' signings.
David Moyes, the biggest fool in all of Manchester. His transfers.
Coming good, dude. Coming good. Better than Bengal.
I don't think anyone doubts Mata's left foot at this point. Kind of interesting he didn't start, but let's not get too far into the match before we get into the game. Obviously, we were talking about the Champions League group stage. Game week 4, Group H, Juventus versus Manchester United. Manchester United 2, Juventus 1. That lineup hit the tape an hour before kickoff. Dave saves in net. Ashley Young, left back mate. Smalling, Lindelof. That is the pairing.
Unchanged,
Luke Shaw,
dude. Unchanged.
At left back. Herrera coming in with the start. Matic, Pogba in the midfield. Lingard, Sanchez, and Martial in the 4-3-3 away in Turin. How'd you feel?
Called it, sir. This is my lineup. Very happy with this lineup. Defense is the defense. Is what we got. De Gea. You knew he had to bail us out tonight, bro. If anything happened tonight, De Gea was going to be a huge part of it, and he was. And that dude, Herrera, that work rate, he showed a glimpse of it over the weekend.
A little rusty. He's a little rusty, but he's a little rusty.
He ran all over the pitch, and he looked great.
Can't get rid of him. He did a job. I tweeted it out. He did a proper job in the midfield for Manchester United. Cannot get rid of Herrera. That is a do not sell on my list.
He's a must start now for City. Right, he's a perfect counterbalance to their midfield.
I don't know about must start for City, but as far as this game is concerned,
you're not going to start him for City.
We shall see. I mean, we'll get to that. We're in the recap mode of
that's
the.
That's true. I'm sorry. I get ahead of myself. Big day, just excited, dude. Winning it at the death, unbelievable stuff.
So in that starting 11, I don't like Lingard. Hasn't started in a while. Mata's definitely playing better. He has more composure, especially in a type of situation or under the lights. On a Champions League night, I think Mata would have been the go-to starter there. And Lingard kind of struggled. He was more neutral, didn't do anything bad, but didn't do anything great either. And at times, when you think Mata might be a little more judicious with possession against Juve versus Lingard, sometimes that there was a ball in, he could have released Martial, couldn't get it. His pace didn't really threaten their back line. I didn't really see, of any player, I didn't really see him come good on that start.
I mean, I understand why Mourinho started him. I think it's the fact that you could hit him on the counter, which was Mourinho's tactic, dude. Classic Mourinho
tactic.
Yeah, but you save Rashford, and you haven't played Lingard. You want to bring Rashford off the bench, which I thought was a very, very effective strategy because Lingard's got a lot of pace. He's good in open space. I think the midfield shut him down.
He doesn't come off when he starts, though.
Yeah, I don't think he played bad, dude. I mean, he wasn't great. He didn't play great, but I don't think Pogba played great until like the last 20 minutes.
Well, that's what Pogba does. Traditionally,
that's what Pogba does.
Traditionally, Lingard just hasn't been great when he starts a big game like that, other than the FA Cup. But, you know, let's jump into the match here.
Hit a banger in the FA Cup.
First half, great intensity from United with Juventus still pulling the strings. Man, Dybala and Ronaldo look pretty silky up top. But much better than 2 weeks prior at Old Trafford. It wasn't quite men against boys. It was more respect. We had more composure. We gave them the ball. Juventus also let us have the ball, which I was surprised about. There were kind of spells from United where we did look crisp going forward, but again, we didn't have that final product or cross from Ashley Young in the final third there.
A lot of bad balls from Young, especially early.
You were texting me about it. You're like, Ashley Young's got to go.
He put in a bunch of crap. I mean, he's good in defense,
great
though.
Tackle.
He's a great tackler.
Yeah.
He's great in the back, but those balls forward are not good. But it was good for us to come out on the front foot. We had to, dude, because they're at home playing with confidence, and they still show their class. I mean, they're a great team. There's no doubt in that. But we were in it, and we got the ball. We weren't giving it away cheaply. We were smart with it. We held it. But even though, you know, they played a higher press, and we also played a pretty effective high press, which I think countered it, as we can keep, you know, as long as we kept the intensity up, which did fade at times, but like that was the key to kind of keep them on the back foot.
And you know who had a good game? Matic actually had a good game for United. Yeah, he pinged the ball, also took some challenges. Early yellow for Matic right in the first half, first 10 minutes. He got the yellow. That was tough, but he managed it the rest of the game, and he was good at pinging it wide. And Matic, when he's in form, the team looks a little different.
And I think Alexis looked very good up front as well. He was pretty smart with the ball. I think he did as much as he could, considering the circumstances. Kind of faded a little bit at the end of the game, but he was lively up front, man. He does move well.
Lukaku, he's injured. He might lose that starting spot.
It's not the worst thing in the world, right? He's out of form. If Lingard, you know, if Sancho starts hitting it, which we want, right? Because we paid all this money. We're paying him the top dollar. $1 million a week. $1 million a day.
He looks like Sanchez of old when he's at playing nine. He looks like he's in those spots. He can make a turn and just finish. I like lively Sanchez, you know, like a live wire up there. And when you put him out on a wing with Lukaku up top, for some reason, Sanchez is not coming off for us.
I know. I think this,
you're a big Lukaku guy, so I know you're a little upset.
But I'm rooting for Sanchez. I want everyone to do well. But I think it's like night and day up there in the box. He's allowed to be so much more influential than he is when he's just like down in the middle of the field by Pogba, which he's been playing.
Those 1-2s with Pogba, that was lit.
Silky stuff.
But hey, let's jump in. 26th minute. Sanchez had a great chance after some good buildup. United looking sharp on the final third there. Sanchez, like we said, put his mark on the game in the number 9 position.
Yeah, and I think we were, for the first half it was like back and forth, but I think after like about the 25th minute, after this chance, Juventus really got their claws into the game, dude, especially for this first half. A lot of chances. 32nd minute, right? So we're talking about a huge save from De Gea on Cuadrado.
Dave saves.
As Juventus slow the game down and gain much more possession, and they were really pulling the strings at this point, dude. We get an occasional counter, but it was a lot of Juve traffic.
Bend, don't break. That's what it's all about here. You know, Juve didn't look as dangerous as they did in the first match, not until the second half, really. But here was, I liked it from United. Organized defense, bend, don't break type of stuff. We were able to get the ball, work our way up the field, have a chance, maybe end with a bad cross. But we were able to get on the ball. But you're right. In the end of the second half, Juve on the front foot. 34th minute, Khedira had a great chance, hit the post. Similar to our FIFA preview match, sir. Juve on the mark, hitting the post, and De Gea probably kissed a few posts before he left that field today.
Dude, sir, it's reminiscent of our FIFA game last night where I think you hit the post four times. Five times playing as Juventus, and there were two post hits that saved us. So this was some nervy stuff, bro. This is like
sometimes you look to the sky. The footballing gods have to be in your favor.
And tonight you need luck, dude. Luck helps, and I think luck was shining down on us, but dangerous from Juventus at the end of the first half. Going in 0-0. We're a second half team, bro. I was very excited to be going in 0-0.
Yeah, like I said, bend, don't break. The team looked good. I did think that Juventus wasn't so dangerous other than that chance at the post. But they did look class on the ball. I mean, Sandro, nutmegging.
Lingard got nutmegged.
He did Lingard dirty. He looked pretty sharp. Other than that, I did think we could hit him for one. We could do the smash and grab. I felt that the whole match, they didn't look too threatening. And to be honest, you know, we had to really have a go at him. And I knew Rashford was going to come on the field. And I knew Jose had some tricks up his sleeve with Fellaini and Matic. So you never write us off, sir.
Dude, we got some dangerous people on the bench. And we are a second half team, right? Especially we're in it. And I thought we played really thoughtfully when we had the ball. You know, there was good interlock between the boys. Good 1-2 play. So
it was more mature.
Definitely.
More mature.
More sophisticated attacking than we've seen under Mourinho, for sure. It was like, there's definitely a style to him. And it's McKenna finally wearing off. But it shows some glimpses. So we're going to need to see a lot more of that.
Jumping into the second half, more good stuff from both teams. Martial always looking sharp on the left these days. But Pogba has largely been absent until now. He did do a job in the middle of the field. Not as much Yagen as...
Still some Yagen, though. Still some Yagen for a Champions League game.
We weren't really on the front foot, so he really,
He's conserving that energy. He knows how to do it. I mean, he does track Brack at times like a full sprint. He has that unbelievable long canter, right? So when he gets on a full run, he is moving. But like you could tell when he's not full moving because his jog is so exaggerated.
There has to be blood in the water for Pogba to get going. Like, we got to get a goal scored against us. We got to need a last-minute winner. And it's his work in the final third. When you see him with Martial, Shaw, Sanchez on that left-hand side linking up with him, that's where he should be. I mean, you saw the interplay with him and Sanchez. That's where Pogba should be. So at the end of the day, like, we probably shouldn't count on him for defense. You know?
That's why it's nice to have a Matic and Herrera midfield.
He's not a captain.
You play him up front, you know? You play him front four.
Yeah.
And it looked good. I mean, any attack that was happening through Pogba. It was just that I think he definitely looked a little casual at times.
Well, that's Paul Pogba. That's
Paul
you see
for
his
you.
His watch at the press conference, a real casual watch, full
bling,
of diamonds.
Bling, nothing casual about it. That was shining. And then more dangerous stuff. 49th minute from Juventus.
Chance of the game up until this point.
Good
Dybala.
Looking shot, dude. I mean, good looking shot from Dybala. Hits the post. Whew,
dipping like De Gea, nowhere to be found. Quick turn by Dybala. I say sign him up right now. Unreal
stuff.
Unreal hit. Hits the post. Two posts for Juventus. They feel like they deserve a goal, and they have to wait much longer. 65th minute. Oh, this was a tough one. Nothing really going on in the game, but Bonucci puts in an amazing ball to Ronaldo, who's shoulder to shoulder with Lindelof and finishes on the volley. Easy, like unreal, on a string. De Gea
RVP style, bro.
Flinch.
Like
RVP.
It was outrageous. Gorgeous, dude. Just world-class, mate.
World-class chance out of nothing. And then Ronaldo
from
decides
Bonucci,
to do...
dude, from their center back. Just put in like a peach of a ball.
Like outside
like a
the boot.
Yeah, like a skulls. Like a skulls ball, dude. Just like, yep.
It was FIFA stuff. Real FIFA stuff there for a minute. And then Ronaldo goes over and decides to just not be humble and not celebrating. It's his former side.
Just Chippendale it.
Manchester United. Sir Alex, the great manager who mentored Ronaldo all these years. The club that has shown him so much respect. The fan base that has shown him so much respect. And he just lifts up his shirt so we can all look at his abs.
It was so bad.
I mean,
it's a very normal thing to do.
I'm not Ronaldo, but I think Ronaldo needs to get rid of... He's got too many yes men if you think that's going to fly.
It's a bad look, dude.
No one's going to tell you, like, hey,
what footballer has ever... I mean, that's just a bad look.
I don't know. He's
best in the world, but...
Safe to say, he's got an ego. Either way, 74th minute, Jose, we're rattled. We need to make some subs. Rashford on for Lingard, who didn't really do much in my eye. Don't think he's going to get the start at City based on that performance.
I don't
think
so either. Yeah. I would agree with that, but I don't think he was terrible.
Juventus brimming with confidence after the goal. They're going forward. We look a little shook. The team did bend here. United holding on for dear life. 74th minute, Cuadrado skies a clear chance to kill the game in the box. I mean, Juventus just hitting us from every angle.
Yeah, and then double sub at 78th minute. And I thought this double sub...
Who are you going to call?
Dude, the boys,
who are you
bro.
Call?
Moises, boys. Moises, it's two boys. Signings, basically. This sub should have come 10 minutes earlier, in my opinion. But it came, and it was Fellaini and Mata for Sanchez and Herrera. And they immediately influenced the game, dude. I think, like, what Fellaini brings as just a unit, because we didn't have Lukaku there battering the center backs and Bonucci and co, is what you need. It's a complete switch off from Sanchez. It's like this giant monster Belgian.
Hashtag hoofball. Hashtag hoofball.
But it's effective,
hey,
sir.
Hey, Juventus away. Hashtag hoofball. That's all I got to say.
Whatever it takes, bro. Whatever it takes.
I thought he should have started. He obviously is coming back from injury.
Coming back, so he couldn't start.
So he can't start, but...
City,
Fellaini looks good. Trimmed the fro. What do you think of that?
I didn't like that. I didn't like the small fro.
I didn't like the small fro.
You don't need the small fro. You're the huge fro.
It's like, you either got to like shave it off.
Exactly. You don't go halfway.
You can't go halfway.
I don't get that.
Hey, good luck. 86th minute, unnecessary free kick given away from Juventus.
I think more dangerous play from Martial, who really, like, in the last 20, 30 minutes, like, started ripping it up.
He's looking good.
Dude, he is very good.
Taking on a man. He also beat a man on the touchline, too, as well. That was another great chance.
Yeah.
But this 86-minute chance, whew, on the right edge of the penalty box there, Mata, Ashley Young and Mata line up. And I know it's Mata's left foot all
day. Who scored
one
this year? Mata, dude. That's
yeah,
like,
so Ashley Young actually ran. Chesney bought it.
Chesney bought it hard.
He bought hard. Mata, easy as you like. Unreal finish. Curler.
Beauties.
Celebrate. We got 1-1. We're getting a point here. That's huge for Champions League qualification. But I was a little greedy, and I thought
we were winning. I was like, we're winning this game.
Let's hit him for a winner.
I was like, how Mourinho is that? Was it plus 550? You snatched the goal with the Fellaini. I was like, where's the Fellaini goal? The Fellaini's goal. We got the free kick. 86 minutes, sir. Free kick. And then you tie it up. And then
I thought the draw was a good bet at that point, obviously. But plus 500, and we didn't have to wait long. 90th minute. Own goal, Juventus. A vicious in-swinging free kick from Ashley Young, who you dislike. Did the damage with Chesney, taken by surprise and pushing it off his line. Right into Sandro, who couldn't do anything to stop it bouncing off him and into the net.
Sir, place went wild. I didn't know if I didn't celebrate for the first 10 seconds because I thought the goal would be ruled off sides or some kind of.
It was strange. The score on the TV didn't change. Looking around. The announcers called it a goal. There had to be a goal because it was like an own goal situation. There's no way that it could have been anything else.
I mean, it went in. I saw the ball.
They were
the net.
Celebrating, and I was like, then I just like literally. In my house by myself, just screaming at the television, unreal stuff from United. Love it.
It's hard to hide it at work, sir. Hard to hide it at work.
Jumping into the match reaction, stats-wise, possession, Juventus 55% of the ball. The United's 45%. Shots, Juventus 23 to United's 9, but shots on target, Juventus 3, United 3. So even money there.
That conversion rate, sir, is not so good for Juventus. And that's the difference maker right there. 23 shots and 3 on target.
I can't believe it's 23. Unbelievable stuff from Juve. They did have more of the ball. They did have more shots. They were at home. But at the end of the day, it's only one stat that matters.
Score, baby.
2-1 to United, mate. Again, another late victory for Manchester United. Really staying true to that. Will they score? They always score.
Jose is bringing it back, dude. The last couple of games have been nuts. Think about it, what Chelsea could have been with that. Newcastle, Bournemouth, now Juventus.
Hey, let's not get too excited because we got Manchester City. There's only
Big test. This is the big test.
There's only one derby that matters. Juventus lost a Champions League group stage at home for the first time since December 2009 when Bayern Munich beat them, ending a 19-game unbeaten run.
Yeah,
and
buddy.
We did it against Ronaldo, who did that. Low-class Selly against
great abs.
Good old Manchester United. So eat that one, Ronaldo. And he's even complaining to the press. We'll get to that a little later. United have won more away Champions League matches at Juventus than any other side in history of the competition with 3. Unreal.
Always up for a match in Turin.
Those tasty.
Might have been kicking off tonight. Very possible.
Tasty victory against Juventus.
And United have come back to win a Champions League game with 2 goals in the final 5 minutes of a match for the first time since 1999 final against Bayern Munich.
And we all remember how that went, the treble.
Like
unbelievable stuff. And Juan Mata scored his first Champions League goal since netting against Wolfsburg in September 2015. And the troll now, Cristiano Ronaldo, ended a drought of 20 shots and 453 minutes without a goal in the Champions League. And Juventus are on the mark under the Ronaldo banner, but we did pip them for 3 at home in Turin. Unreal.
American Red Devil headlines.
Number one, smash and grab, mate. Easy as you like. Jose, the classic smash and grab. Love it. 3 points. Hit him where it hurts.
Dude, those are tactics. Tactics work sometimes, right? Played good defense. Smalling and Lindelof had a great game. De Gea bailed us out. We had some luck, some posts, 2 saves from the post, and nicked the late goals, 2 of them, so quite a game.
Next headline, super subs. Amazing stuff from Fellaini and Mata. They were the difference makers coming on with not a lot of time left and then winning the game, turning around from a loss to a win. Unreal stuff. The ups and downs of Manchester United in the last couple of weeks.
Rashford could have made it more emphatic. We forgot to mention the 94th minute chance with him and Martial on the break. Talking about killing off a game. I thought we killed off the game well today.
We're 0 for 4 on those open chances to kill a game, by the way. That is unbelievable. That's terrible.
Terrible. But it's still, they were creating those chances, and we looked good in that on the break. So it's the finishing that evades us at the moment.
And our last headline, the Ronaldo Celly celebrating against his former side. We said it here. That hurts, Ronaldo. How dare you? How dare you? I know you're listening right now.
I don't even think he remembers us, sir, at this point.
From the manager, Mourinho, to the press, we played a fantastic game to our top level, as we cannot be better than this. We came here to play like a team that was against a side with different potential on every level. We managed to win because we played a very, very positive match. Do you agree?
I agree. Dude, I think we played to win the game. You know, I think we didn't just play for a draw. We didn't pack. We didn't just sit back. We went at them. We played high press. We tried to attack when we had the possession, and we did everything we could to put ourselves in a position to win, and we did so.
Yeah, I do think we defended better for sure. We looked better in the back against Juventus away than we did Bournemouth away. That's for sure. At least in the first half. I mean, they did have their chances, but you have to think world class talent, right? Dybala, Ronaldo, Bonucci with the difference maker on that goal. So I don't take anything away from United. That was an unbelievable effort from Juventus to even score. We defended well, and we were able to look dangerous going forward, especially when you put Fellaini on the pitch. One more cheeky quote from the manager, Jose Mourinho, the number one troll. He was asked, what were you saying to the fans? And he goes to the press, do you know Italian? Ask the FA to translate for you.
Boom,
cheeky
baby.
From the manager. Way to slap him in the face. As everyone knows, the FA is trying to charge Jose Mourinho for cursing in Portuguese on television. And clearly, this is kind of throwing some shade at the FA. Do you like the FA? Do you not like the FA? What do you think here?
Not hot on the FA at the moment, sir. Since when do these FA investigations come back in after they've already dismissed it?
Because he's trolling them. He's trolling them hard.
No, but they did this before the game. Before the game, they like... They said, like, oh, we're reinvestigating.
I know.
Jose. Almost like they want to cover up all that City talk because the big City story that leaked this week about what's going on with their owners and how bad that is.
Boy, we will get to that, especially when it comes to the derby. But at the same time, you don't need to stoke the fire, right? You
can't help himself.
He can't help himself. He can. Even with the Juve fans. I think the day before he said, oh, he wasn't going to celebrate in front of them, or alluded to that it wasn't a big deal to celebrate. And he did, in an emphatic Mourinho way. But drama aside, the Champions League table, let's just take a look at this. Four games in Group H, Juventus with 9 points, plus 5 in goal differential. Manchester United, 7 points, plus 3.
Plus 3, baby, that's what I'm talking about.
Plus 3, 2 huge goals, and 3 huge points against Juventus. Valencia, 5 points, and they're even. And Young Boys with 1 point and minus 8 on the goal differential. So as the table stands, we look in a pole position to control our destiny here. And I feel great about our chances getting into the knockout stage of the Champions League.
Sir, I expected three points on my best day. So to get a win at Juventus away, it's going to be a historic night in the reign of Mourinho at Manchester United. Elated, bro. Couldn't be happier. This puts us in a great position to qualify for the knockout stages. I think we got to do the business, get a point at least at Valencia, and then just got to win at Young Boys at home.
Yeah, so taking a look at the remaining matches, clearly we play Young Boys at home. And Valencia have to play Juventus away. So that the next game week 5, is huge because we need the 3 points against Young Boys at home. Remember, we beat them 3-0 on turf. This time we're playing on natural grass.
OT,
so hopefully,
baby.
We'll hit him for 4 or 5. But that's a must win because with those 3 points, put us on 10. If Juventus beat Valencia, that puts Juventus on 12. And then Valencia is basically out of it.
No, they're out. They are out.
They are out of
it.
We qualify at that point. The only way that they can qualify if we beat Young Boys is if they beat Juve away, yep, and they beat us.
Oh, they beat us. Yes, yeah, sir. That is,
yeah,
correct.
Yeah. They beat us in their house. Right. In Valencia. So
right,
right now, the odds are in our favor, and that's huge because last year against Seville, Mourinho needs to like have some revenge for that match. That match is on his resume at Manchester United. It's not a good point, and we need to go deep in the Champions League. And getting this type of result away at Juventus, cheeky as it was in the final minutes, you know, that shows that we can do it. We can beat the best in Europe, and you can do it on the night in a two-game series on aggregate. You can beat them.
Dude, it's reminiscent of a Fergie-esque game, right? It's just like you fought every minute of the whole game, every second, for every yard, and it was incredible, man. And it, like, brought a lot of emotion out because it was so reminiscent of how we used to play. And it was exciting to see in Europe, in a huge stadium like Juventus, against a big team, and it's so much fun to beat them away, bro. Like, you tell those fans, just like,
hey, I'll trade that for the Chelsea. The Chelsea coming back.
Should have had that.
You know, that would have been a huge one, but this was bigger, I think, because it's on the European stage. Chelsea doesn't even play. They're playing on Thursdays, mate. Get out of here, plastic club. jump in the Twitterverse. It was all a Twitter. At Red Door Dead 07. Full-time 2-1 Manchester United away win at Juve. Their first home defeat in the UCL in 15 years.
Unbelievable.
Fantastic match. Great subs from Mourinho. Fantastic result. Get in. Positive play. Wins the day. Hashtag MUFC. Amazing tweet there.
So you can't argue that. The play has certainly gotten more positive in the last month.
It's the attitude. It's always been that, sir. It's always been that because... It looks, you saw Pogba at the press conference with Mourinho. He's got all that ice. He looked pretty happy. He said, you know, I play for a big club, drama at a big club. He did well. They showed well. That was a big deal for Mourinho to bring him up on that pedestal for the Champions League because it's Juventus. It's his former home, former
club. He's playing
nice,
dude. He's playing nice.
They are playing nice. They probably don't like each other. They're never going to be BFFs. But at the end of the day, as long as all's well with the squad and they're doing well, I think that can take the team much further. But a month and a half ago, they were not there.
No, it wasn't like this, right? But winning helps, bro. And as long as they keep winning, I think the relationship between Mourinho and Pogba is going to stay good. But if games go sour, then the relationship goes sour as well.
Yeah, we have had a hell of a ride the last 6 weeks with this team, and it's going to end with Manchester City. All right, Pogba, let's see what Pogba had to say. He said, lovely, we won. That was the most important. We played against a very, very good team with very good players. I celebrated for the goal. It touched a lot of people. The most important was the goal went in. Hashtag MUFC. Pogba said it there. Sounds like a happy man.
He didn't really celebrate when the second goal was scored. I don't know if you saw that. Noticed that. Very much a subdued celebration. I get it. He spent a lot of time there, but he's a Manchester United player. Manchester United Academy lad. I'd like to see a little bit more.
I thought he was just like hesitating because he didn't know if it was a goal. I didn't know if it was because I think he kind of put his hands down like that's a show of respect. I think it was, but he didn't claim the goal. I know the camera was on him.
Not even
it was
that. No, straight, I meant like he didn't like, celebrate in like the fact that his team scored, which I was surprised of.
He celebrated the win though, and that's a great statement from Pogba. You can't.
It's classy. It's classy.
I'm not looking under a microscope. I just need him to like turn up and win, and he was involved on the touchline. He was there pushing somebody into someone. The goal went in. So
we need the Etihad, bro. That's what we need. A big performance.
Hats off to Paul P. At the real Mickey T on Twitter, what a result for Jose Mourinho and Manchester United. Magnificent comeback. All started with that stunning free kick from Juan Mata. Now in great position to progress to the next stage of the Champions League. Woohoo! And more importantly, big confidence booster for the Derby at City. Hashtag MUFC. Do you think that this is the perfect confidence boost to take on Manchester City? I think Juventus could give City a run for their money.
Oh,
right?
Without a doubt. I think Juventus are a much stronger team in terms of like the steel of that team. They are like a hard European team.
The defense, right?
That defense in the midfield, I think they have probably more exciting attackers at City these days, but it's a harder team, a more weathered team. Got more experience.
Ronaldo, kind of the difference maker.
What more of a confidence boost could we have than winning away in Turin, 90th minute? Unbelievable stuff. Great night, sir.
Our next tweet at Mr. Tom McDermott. I don't mind that for Mourinho. He's had 180 minutes of abuse from the Juventus supporters. Hashtag MUFC. There you go. Mr. McDermott enjoying the cheeky salute from the manager. I think he kind of needs to keep a lid on it. But hey, he's fighting for his job, and it's bringing the best out of him and the team. So maybe that's what we need. He needs half the haters. It might fuel Mourinho having half of his fan base not like him. You know, he's just like he likes everyone not liking him and then just shoving it in their face.
But now we're getting like a combo action, right? On the field, he's like still got all that passion. And I think he's keeping it together a little bit better in front of the presses, in front of the reporters. So I think that's the good mix you want. Like with Pogba talking next to him in front of the press, he kept together pretty well.
And on
the field, he's still like putting his hand next to his ear and jeering the crowd. But that's part of the Mourinho.
It's part of the Mourinho. Jerseys you like. Our last tweet from us at USA Red Devils. Smash and grab, mate. #MUFC. I think we'll just close with that. Love the old smash and grab from Jose. And our next match, the Manchester Derby against City away at Etihad Empty Had Stadium, Sunday, November 11th, 8:30 a.m. Pacific time. That's a real generous kickoff for the West Coast here. Usually it's at 4:30.
Dude, that's unbelievable kickoff time.
And you're going to be in Hong Kong on your belated honeymoon here. It's going to be 11:30 p.m. Hong Kong time.
Perfect.
You're going to fly 14 hours, land in Hong Kong, and then go watch with some Hong Kong supporters. Enjoy that, sir. Have a few dark ales.
My wife is going to love it.
Yeah, she's probably going to leave you. Leave you at the bar.
Sure, that's the flame.
Sure, leave you at the bar.
That's
what
the flame jerseys for. They got dim sum place opens at 3 a.m. Hopefully have a victory to celebrate, and otherwise we'll be drinking dark ales no matter what.
And we will still be getting you podcasts while Alex is on his honeymoon. We
City
still
pod.
Podcast on the honeymoon. It would be a huge game. And man, City are red hot coming into this match. They just put 5 past Shakhtar in the Champions League. I can't remember the last time Manchester United scored 5. And they haven't lost outright since September 19th in the Champions League against Lyon. And they haven't lost in the league, in the EPL, since we beat them 213 days ago in the infamous 3-2 comeback win in April. They have not lost since that. Can you imagine? That is unbelievable. This team is on a roll. Just look at their fixtures list. They do not lose. City is on fire, and they cheated to get there, which we'll get to a little later. But the fact this game, this derby, these teams, the colors, the town, everything comes down to this match, and we smoked them at home last time, and then we're doing it again. We're going into their house, and we're going to kick them and spit on their crest, and that's what we do because we always kick a blue, sir.
Sir, I don't know if we smoked them. It was another smash and grab, but it was a perfect smash
score
and grab.
Score 3, unanswered. That's getting smoked, in my opinion. That is bad. When you have the chance to win the league, I think City's going to come out pretty hot. They're playing well right now. They have some injuries. We have ours, too. But, man, they have to be so mad.
They didn't get to celebrate it at home.
They didn't get to celebrate the league at home against us. We pipped them. You saw it in the documentary series. If you haven't seen it, they were furious. And I have to think they're going to want it a little more than us because of that. That's
so,
the X factor, right?
Think about all the balloons that didn't get to get used. You know, they were very upset
fireworks.
About that.
Fireworks. They had fireworks.
Fireworks. The family came out. They had the stupid shirts. They were very excited. And they're going to be coming for blood, dude, because it's like acid in their mouth. They want to fuck up United.
That would have been a song that City fans would sing. They'd make a song about it, that they won the league against us at home. They'd sing it for years and years to come, and we robbed them of that right. We made them cry. We hit them for the smash and grab at their house. I have to think that they are going to be so pissed. Pep's going to get the team up for this one. And Mourinho, the battle of the fucking iconic managers in the EPL as well. They hate each other. The teams hate each other. There's bad blood between these modern teams now. It's just going to boil over
Sunday. I like how there's bad blood between Mourinho and everybody else. Klopp.
Everyone. And his own team.
Conte.
And his own players. Yeah. And the press. And the board.
And the management.
And,
yeah, a whole lot. It's basically
just
everybody.
Just trolled them all.
But with it has come silverware, sir, historically. So Mourinho, he might still have a little magic left. I think this Sunday is going to be a big dictator for that. The top of the table, bro. We got to do the business. We are like,
if
engine.
We beat
we're not in the
City,
top four. We have to beat City because we're right back
I'd
in it.
Buzzing. I mean, on a different
everything.
Lane, buzzing. Oh, if we beat City, it'd be like messing everything up in the league, hitting Juventus for 3. So let's calm down a little bit. We have to get into this preview. Historically, the teams have played 176 matches in all competitions. That's a lot of derbies. United winning 73, City 51, and the remaining 52 have been drawn. So we have their number. Noisy neighbors.
Only recently.
Who cheated quite a bit. Since Mourinho became manager, we've won 2, lost 2, and drawn 1 against City. So it's not as terrible as everyone would think. And this is going to be huge. Hopefully, can tip that to the winning scale, make that win three for Mourinho. And Manchester City have not lost any of their last 53 Premier League matches against sides starting the day outside the top four. They've won 44 and tied 9. And it wasn't until they lost at Everton in 2017. That's how long it's been since they lost to a team outside the top four.
Well, we're not a typical outside the top four team, sir. So
on a technicality,
a little bit better than Everton. I think we're a little bit better than Everton.
Some other people who don't like Manchester United would actually argue that we are a standard outside the top four team.
Hard to say. We finished second last year,
friends,
sir.
Some are our friends, you know.
Well, you know, I just like to follow precedent. Second place. Second place is second place.
This is true. Manchester United won 3-2 at the Etihad Stadium, like we mentioned earlier, despite being down 2-0. And we are looking to achieve a second successive Premier League victory at the ground for only the second time, having previously done so in November 2008 and April 2010.
There you go. Pep Guardiola has never lost consecutive home league matches against a single opponent in his entire managerial career. And I would love to set that record with Mourinho this game, this week, this month. It's like the momentum is rolling, dude, and we got to fucking beat him.
Dude, he's got a hell of a derby, dude.
It's going to be a nerd, dude.
It's going to be unbelievable. Let's take a look at the table. Manchester City on 29 points with plus 29 goal differential, out of this world. Plus Chelsea, 29. Second place, 27 points. Liverpool, 27. Spurs, 24, rounding out the top four. Arsenal, 23. Bournemouth and Manchester United at 20. We have plus one goal differential, so a little bit to do to catch City there. Only 28 goals we have to score to match them in this match. So if we score 28 against City and beat them, we will at least be tied on goal differential. Hell of a table. We are only 4 points out of top four. That is nothing. But again, teams are going to be moving this weekend, and we need these 3 points. So when you're looking at that, you don't want to be seven. Tottenham win. Everyone win out. You're looking at 7 points to top four. That is a lot to climb. You could do that in a season, but with 3 points, we're knocking at the door.
No, this is a big game. I mean, every game tends to be a must-win, sir. You know, the way we think about football these days and life, week to week, every game feels like a must-win, but this would change the whole season. You know, based on the way
every
we started,
game has been so has had so much consequence.
It's been a very dramatic season already.
Our schedule and the way the fixtures have lined up with Juve in the Champions League and Chelsea and City. I mean, it really has been every match you can't lose, especially how we started, right? So now we're trying to take back some points we lost, you know, missed out on.
So many teams started out hot, so we didn't match that canter, and now we got to catch up, bro.
Well, City haven't lost. Chelsea haven't lost.
Exactly.
Liverpool has lost. It's like, yeah, we've lost a few. Yeah.
More than a few.
Looking at our injuries, Big Luke, he's out. Not sure if he's going to make fitness for the derby. Deleau and Valencia out as well. So, I mean, Lukaku, kind of the big injury for United, the X factor. He would probably be starting if he was healthy. What do you think?
I think...
would he start if he was healthy right now? I think he would.
Usually he would, but based on the way Sanchez played against Juventus, I'm actually excited to see that. You know, he got pulled off at a decent time, and I think he's going to have fresh legs for Sunday. So, dude, I think that will work against them because they don't have as good – I don't think their central defenders are as good as Juventus. And if he can play up to that caliber and Martial, I think he started Martial and Rashford. Get that pace, bro. But I think we can hit him on the counter for sure. And we play the same tactic. You play like –
yeah,
press
so
him.
Only really missing Lukaku on the United injury side, but City, a few marquee names that are injured. As everyone knows, De Bruyne, he's out long-term. And then Gundogan. You try to say it, sir. What do you think?
Gundogan. That one's a good
one. And Otamendi, they are a slight doubt. They both have Gundogan with the hamstring and Otamendi with the... He has a muscle injury, both slight doubts. Those are huge players. Both scored against us in derbies last year. Otamendi, real cheeky stuff, always good for a header. He's good going forward. He's the best defender. He's out. I mean, that is great news for Manchester United if you think about what you're looking at. No De Bruyne, no Otamendi, and no Gundogan. I mean,
they got plenty of talent. They got Mahrez, they got Sané.
I know, but
they
that's...
They got Aguero, they got
those
Jesus.
Players would start.
They would start.
Those players would start.
Those two would start. I mean, those three might start.
And the world-class player who's injured is out. Claudio Bravo, he's injured.
No, not Bravo.
He's not
going to
play.
Bravo should have got sent off the first time
he
ever played.
Yeah, you watch that docuseries. Bravo's just in the corner, never playing. Just like hanging out. Claudio Bravo brought him in.
Not so much.
Couldn't do a job.
Wasn't great.
But actually, it led to Edison, so it wasn't the worst thing in the world. So Claudio Bravo, sorry you're not going to see the turf there, buddy. But again, injuries to both teams, but I do think City, if you were to talk about X factors in the game, they're probably going to come out hotter than United because they lost the last one, but they are missing, you know, marquee players. More marquee players than Manchester United right now with Fellaini back.
That's true, but they just won 5-0. We just won 2-1.
Juventus versus
no,
Shakhtar.
No, levels of opponent, but they've been playing much better than we have on a consistent basis. We just need to turn up because they might... Dude, if we get cut open early, it's going to be a big hill to climb, so we have to make sure we don't go down by too many... Early. We're going to go down. We're going to get scored on. It's
only,
like a clean sheet.
Only
is...
let in 2 goals. Either way, lineup, who do you got? What do you think?
Same back four. Same goalie. I don't think we're saying Romero. So is it De Gea and net, of course. Young at right back. I really would love to have Valencia back, even though his crossing is only like slightly better. Small and Lindelof. Shaw left. And then I think you're going to see the same midfield three as Juventus in Pogba, Matic, Herrera. And then I think a front of Rashford, Martial, and Sanchez.
So you're going 4-3-3?
4-3-3.
4-3-3. I'm going to do the De Gea net. Easy to say. Same back four as you. I'm going to do Fellaini.
Nice.
Fred, Pogba in the middle, Martial, Sanchez, Rashford up top.
I like that too.
I like Fred a lot, and I haven't seen him play with Fellaini, but I think Matic probably needs a rest. And Fred's got to be good at City. If you're going to pay that money for him, he's got to play in these games because he's going to win you the game, right? He's a Brazilian. He's got flair. It's like, I don't know. He might go Fellaini, Matic, Pogba as well. That'd be a beater of a midfield. That'd be a great one
or
as
Fellaini,
well. So.
Fellaini, Herrera, Pogba is likely as well.
Lineups are hard. It's like what you want to see versus what he's actually going to do. Yeah, you Matic think like is going to be on he's going to be on the team sheet.
He always is.
Yeah,
if he's not hurt, he's playing.
And I think Fellaini will get in there. As well, and I hopefully see Rashford starting because that'd be great.
Unit, he's going for the units, bro. Biggest team he can field.
That's gonna be hell of a game. Prediction: what do you think score wise?
Sir, I'm calling 2-1. 2-1. We go down, come back.
Was it +600 for United to win? I'm gonna say 2-2. It's gonna be a thriller. United go down 2, come back 2. Don't quite get the 3 points. Don't get the win, but a draw. They take a chink out of City's armor.
Another draw predicted.
Another draw predicted. Hey, you come good on the draws. You gotta give them some respect. I think the fact that we did them dirty last year, that they're
going to be pissed.
I mean, that's that extra poster board material that they have versus us just kind of coming away from this Champions League away victory at Juventus, you know?
Well, we never have a problem getting up for a derby, bro. I don't think it's going to be an issue.
Well, I hope I see Pogba go into a few challenges. So all right, United in the news. Anthony Martial came from France. He had no chance. Lo and behold, he is set to be recalled for the France side to face the Netherlands and Uruguay.
Uruguay. That's more like it, dude. There you go. Firing Martial is a hot commodity. I put him on my team.
That's my number one slate against him. Doesn't play for the national team. There you go. He's in form, playing for the national side. Great for Martial. I mean, this is the momentum we need in his career so we can sign him for this big money deal and have him go on to be a superstar at Manchester United.
Do we need hot players? He's scoring goals right now. We got to keep getting the ball. Let's get the ball on Sunday.
All right, here we go. Troll Jr. Ronaldo learned from the best, learning from Mourinho. We should have won the game easily by 3 or 4 goals. Cristiano Ronaldo ruse wasteful Juventus as Manchester United complete the late comeback in Italy. And man, this is for the Daily Mail. Great headline. And you just know.
That's so funny.
Give the man a raise who wrote that. Either way, Ronaldo salty as hell. I knew he loved beating Manchester United. The way he smiled when he beat us at home, and he's like, ha ha ha, is this all you got? This is a team for ants. You know, like Manchester United's no good. You guys are no one compared to me. I moved to Juventus and I make teams great. He's just got such a smugness about him.
Oh, it's great.
And I
it was great
used
to
really root for him. And he's kind of like, I'm just like, ugh, Ronaldo. But this is the type of stuff. We pipped him for 3 at home. And Ronaldo, that Manchester United comeback mystique, he used to be a part of it. Now it's happening to him, and I love that side of the ball.
Sir, he's turned into a soccer evil villain, bro. When he like pulled his abs up, and they were like oiled.
Probably drives away in like the Batmobile or something.
I don't know.
Like,
but He's not the Manchester. He's not the America. He's not the Cristiano Ronaldo I remember playing for Manchester United. You know, like the young kid. Young kid in the jersey that was a little too big. That was just like he was the man, and now he's just a robot.
Well, I think it's just because when he was under Sir Alex, Sir Alex was the man, and then he left, and then he became the man type of thing. And he's got a lot of yes men.
That sounds likely.
A lot of yes men hanging out with him. Next article, sir.
Irving Lozano reveals boyhood Manchester United admiration amid transfer links, according to Goal.com. This is a player they were linked to, had a spicy little World Cup for Mexico, plays not the best league, plays in, I think plays in the Dutch league, and plays in the right wing, though, sir. He's got a nice little right boot.
He looked pretty good, but again, I mean, like, as a USA soccer fan, I don't rate the Mexican players that highly, but Chicharito did work out for us, and in the EPL, he is a scrappy player, so, you know, I could rate him.
He's got it.
He's a hot commodity. Apparently, like I think Barcelona, a bunch of top sides are looking at him as well.
Put in a cross.
But hey, you know, as a USA soccer fan, sign up Pulisic. Come on, play on the right wing. Get out of here.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
All right, next article. How many sides have won the Champions League without a world-class goalkeeper? Question mark. Owen Hargreaves and Paul Scholes slam Wojciech Szczesny after defeat by Manchester United. Szczesny, this is the old Arsenal keeper, the number one chump. I think he got like blown up DM and hose on Twitter, like his wife or something. Like, it's unbelievable. If you can't find the article, just Google Daily Mail, Szczesny, Twitter or something. He's like, he pulled the Anthony Weiner.
He's not such a good luck.
He's number one chump. I have no idea how I was like,
Juventus?
I never would have thought he'd end up anywhere. Now he's at Juventus. So he could have done better on that Mata free kick. Anyway, I like that Scholes and Hargreaves just slating him.
Why not, bro? Why not? I mean, I guess it's from the free kick, right?
Oh, it's from the free kick. He can't handle that.
Dude, Matas. A silky goal. Next news. Jose Mourinho. Did Manchester United manager celebration go too far or show passion? What is this bollocks news, sir?
We also had a fan question from Mike in San Francisco address the same point. He said, what was the deal with the Manchester United manager celebration at the end of the game? What is the deal? What do you think?
Sir, he was getting cursed at the whole game by the fans, by like the ultras, yelling his name. In Italian, that's what he referenced the FA. I get it. I mean, it's like not the worst thing. That's his move. That's like he did it.
Yeah, but it's weird. It's getting under his skin. It's like, I think it's when Mourinho's winning, it doesn't bother him. But when he's kind of in a precarious situation like he is at Manchester United, I think it does bother him. His emotions are getting the better of him, at least on the touchline.
No, he's going full troll, sir. Don't get me wrong, but like we won the game. I understand he's overly excited. But I give him a little bit of the benefit of the doubt. Just
I give him a pass. You beat him away.
Big game, like, dude.
Yeah.
They've lost in 15 years.
I like him giving the whole, like, can't hear you. That's a great look.
It's not that
that's
offensive. It's a good cursing into the camera, right?
It's a good gif. It's a solid move, you know. But from the manager, you don't want to let him know that it matters that much to you, right? Because, you know, you should be like, we were the better side. We won. No big deal on the next one. But Mourinho comes with a little more. You know,
is not his move, sir.
He did the classic eye poke at Real Madrid.
That's the best ever. The eye poke.
He goes full troll, so he's capable of anything at any time.
He's not Ferguson, bro. Come on.
And like you mentioned earlier, next article, per various sources, or various tabloids and papers, Mourinho could still face ban for alleged TV camera swearing rant as FA decides to appeal the decision. Gary Lineker on Twitter, he weighed in, why are they appealing? What could come of this? This doesn't make any sense. It's just literally a personal vendetta the FA has against Mourinho. Again, I think Mourinho kind of makes his bed. He doesn't help himself with the FA, so whatever. I'm not going to get into FA drama. Do you care about this?
I just hope they don't bring it back up because I don't want any more drama around Mourinho.
We're winning games.
Yeah, touchline. We don't need that shit. And we're winning at the moment, so let's keep the bad juju out of the news.
No bad juju.
Exactly, bro.
Especially ahead of the derby.
Especially ahead of the derby, bro. Kidding me?
Keep a lid on. All right, fan questions here from Barry in Charleston, South Carolina. Best result of 2018? Question mark. What do you think?
Nah, I don't. That doesn't beat the derby last year.
Doesn't beat the derby for you?
No. Last season's derby, taking that away from them, it's like taking candy out of a baby's hand as they're about to put it into their mouth. I mean, that was truly one of the most amazing victories.
That felt great. But there's also a part of me where we knew we weren't going to win the league. Like, we were out of it, you know, and this feels more of like we're climbing the hill, you know.
So it's like a little more
for me. It's like, I don't know. What would you think? You could beat City. They're going to celebrate the title. That's the big factor. Or you could secure knockout stage football in the Champions League. I mean, you get what I'm saying? There is kind of like a difference in the two a little bit. Clearly, taking away City celebrating the league is huge. But would you give that up for what's worth more? That or Champions League knockout stage football? I would say probably City winning the league at home.
It depends on what this leads to, right? This kicks on to something good. And we get confidence in this game and go and like outplay City and get a win away. Like actually go in, get a game and outplay a team and beat them. You know, Juventus was like, that was 50-50. Easily could have been a draw. I mean, no shame in that.
But to get the three.
Dude, if this like kicks on to something, then like obviously this is the bigger game. But just having that, it's just so sweet. Because you said, bro, they would sing it for years. They would sing it. They would love that
so much.
Yeah,
it's more of the fear of them shoving it in our face for eternity.
Which they would.
So, yeah, I would have to go with the City. Based on that, I'd go with the City game. But, hey, best of this season.
Without a doubt.
Best match of this season. I think even if we did Chelsea, this would be better. Just because the whole history with Ronaldo as well, doing it away in the Champions League.
Juventus, bro.
And it mattered. It mattered so much for qualification for us and matters so much for us going forward in knockout stage football in the Champions League, which is where we belong. It's where we belong, and God damn it, we're going to get such a bad draw if we make it there. I know it after Sevilla.
Can't wait. Looking forward to it.
Tough times, Ridgemont High. All right, next question. Will Pogba dye his hair light blue for the Manchester City derby? From Jess in Spokane, what do you think?
I don't see why he wouldn't. It's a good luck charm, sir. He should definitely do it. Definitely bring back the light blue.
The light blue, I think, was because he went and played for France, right? And then he came back. And he still had it. And it was weird because he was wearing red.
It was powder blue. It wasn't just like, it was.
No, I believe it was from France. It was because France has blue.
But they don't powder blue.
It's so weird. I hope he comes on the field with that same.
Oh, so do I, dude.
Same
you
hair
have
color.
To wear that again. That should be the thing you only wear when you play,
you
City.
Wear blue.
You wear blue in your hair. Just like, yeah, dude.
It was so weird. He wore blue playing against City at their house. In the derby. But it looked badass because he ended up like kicking on and he was the reason why we won.
Exactly. Right? He had the best game of his Manchester United career.
Yeah. And he did the same thing that Mourinho did. Can you hear me now?
Cup that ear, baby. Cup that ear. Do you know anything about the spicy news coming out of City? Like, what do you know? Any anecdotes we can give to the fans?
Yeah. So just as we're closing here and as we're always going to be kicking a blue.
Especially in the build up to this game,
just kick them while they're down. So, exactly. Der Spiegel out of Germany, the same paper that broke the Ronaldo allegations out of Las Vegas. They have done a two-part series. They've dropped two parts of it. I've read pieces of the reporting, but in a nutshell, City marked up sponsorship deals.
Like we assumed. Their
sponsorship deals weren't worth as much as they actually were, and I think Qatar Airways was one of them, right? They had a few different deals, and that's how they were able to stuff their coffers with cash and get around financial fair play, right? And there's a lot of politics between UEFA and City and exactly, because like PSG did it too.
But they're paying off UEFA, sir.
No, I know. So like it's all corrupt, basically, at the end of the day, and no one's going to hold anyone accountable here for financial fair play. So these rules were made and no one's following them and there's no fines and everyone's kind of passing the buck and getting paid, which is kind of the deal in European soccer. You know it's corrupt. But City, I mean, this is something that we need to shout in their fans' faces. We need to create songs about, because at the end of the day, it's wrong and they are cheating. And look, it's working, unfortunately. So, I mean, they have a great side, but they should be fined huge. They should be banned from the multiple transfer windows. This should be a topic of discussion for the managers in the derby. And look, they have shady ownership doing the same thing that PSG is and trying to buy class. And you can't do that.
Dude, they'll never have class.
There's only one team in Manchester, sir. Manchester is red.
Manchester,
what are they trying
red,
to do?
Bro. No matter what they do or what they win, Manchester will always be red. And we need to go to their house and remind them of that this weekend. So let's do that.
If we could beat them in their house, that would literally... We haven't seen a team really waver in a title race, and I think that there's so much more volatility in the past, right? Teams would play well and then something would happen and their confidence would kind of be questioned. And like, you know, Liverpool faltered at the end of the league with that Steven Gerrard slip. Like, couldn't come back from that. By the way, they lost as well.
Do nothing to Belgrade.
We could just do a haterade pod. Just hate on all these other
hours,
teams.
Sir, hours.
Yeah, but I mean, at the end of the day, it's like they're crooks and we're not. We are the glorious Manchester United. We're going to Wembley. Right, we're going to the Wembley FA Cup final. We're going to win it too. We're going to win the Champions League, and we're going to win the league.
You're Treble, here bro. You're here victory. First. You're here first.
All time high on the bullishness here. Falling one
bye,
win.
Bye bye bye.
One win.
One win at the death.
Bye bye.
Over an own goal. Bye.
Hey, it's a good feeling to have 3 points in your sails right now. And sir, enjoy Hong Kong. We'll get you a pod after the derby. And as always.
Kicking a blue.
Kicking a blue.
Yeah.